The Utah Senate has approved a bill that would help protect pregnant and nursing women in the workplace. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
Republican Senator Todd Weiler, Senate Bill 59, would make it so employers would have to provide reasonable accommodations to pregnant and nursing women in the workplace, unless it creates too much of a hardship. The Senate passed the bill by a vote of 18-9, but not without some interesting floor discussion, as Senator Scott Jenkins struggled to come to terms with what the bill does and whether it would mean allowing babies in the workplace.
Okay, so they're going to do what I call what my wife did, milking. They're going to go with a machine into a restroom and extract the milk. Pump it. Yes, pump it. Thank you. Okay.
After some clarification on the subject, Jenkins ultimately voted against the bill anyway.
These laws, you say, will help. They also hurt. This is one more addition to an anti-discrimination act that it's already against the law to discriminate. So now you get down into the weeds here into such detail, I just don't think it's necessary.
As for Weiler, he says he's a little embarrassed a state as family-friendly as Utah hasn't already passed this type of legislation. He also says he believes most employers already make accommodations and that it isn't any more burdensome than what already exists.
People don't understand that the term reasonably accommodate, we've been dealing with this for 25 years with the ADA. So we know what that means. We know what it doesn't mean. And undue hardship. These are terms that employment lawyers, that most employers are dealing with on a daily basis.
Now that SB 59 has passed the Senate, it will go before the Utah House. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.